Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sunshine, lollipops, roses, all present here on the Tuesday, August 10th developments of the DJV program. Jennifer off for a couple of days. Victoria's here. Victoria Keelan, that is Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a focus on the good things, few bad things, few things to think about. Very interesting because I think a lot of us think. And what do we do with our thoughts? Do you know how important our thoughts are? Thoughts are things. Things happen when you think about. If you're feeling like you need to care for somebody or there's caring that's necessary, there's a lot of that here. We care about things that are going on in your life. Interesting, you can share things and thoughts with us on the social media side of things with Jay at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But there are a lot of, we're fans of yours, and it's appreciated that you're fans of ours. So let's dig into some of the things that are obvious with maybe some information that you haven't heard, don't know, like what's going on in Austin, Texas today, an emergency alert system. So how does this work, Victoria? Is this like the, what do they have for kids, the Amber reserved. Alert?
Well, no, this is the emergency alert that's reserved for, you know, hurricane warnings, tornado warnings, things like that. And so COVID is so bad in the Austin area, they had to activate the emergency alert over the weekend. And they said it was due to the fact that the hospital system is at a critical point. It's called the Warn Central Texas Alert System. And they said our hospitals are severely stressed. There is little we can do to alleviate their burden because of the surge in cases. And they said the public has to act now and help, or we will face a catastrophe in our community that could have been avoided. Hospital bed availability and critical care is extremely limited in our hospital systems, not just for COVID patients, but for anyone who may need treatment. The community has to come together and stave off disaster. So the alert sent out text messages, phone calls, and emails to the cities of Austin, to the city of Austin and all of Travis County residents. And this is, you know, Texas, as we've been saying, is surging along with Florida and Louisiana. And, you know, the governor there, you know, it's interesting because the three governors, Louisiana, Texas, and Florida, especially Texas and Florida, those two governors, Governor Abbott in Texas and Governor DeSantis in Florida, have made probably the most headlines with their anti-mask mandate, which sounds so dumb, and we've got, like, all these words. But they put a statewide ban on vaccine mandates and mask mandates. So, in Arkansas, that governor there, Abe Hutchinson, he had done the same thing, and then we talked about this last week, he actually made a statement. It was kind of rare, but for a governor to walk back on something that he felt so adamant about, but he said he made a mistake by doing an anti-mask mandate because Arkansas's cases are surging, and now, because he had done that, it has to go through the state legislature to be overturned, essentially. So that is unfortunate there. DeSantis is not backing down in Florida, though. He is moving forward. There's now legal action. He claims that the anti-mask mandate, meaning that that kids are not allowed to wear a mask, they're not allowed to mandate it. And so parents are actually, in some cases, I think this is backfiring on him because parents are now actually suing him and suing the governor and the state for because they want their kids to wear masks. And a lot of the teachers, especially in Florida, because school starts earlier there because it gets so hot, you know, this by week. The end of the year. Yep. And so a lot of the school teachers, superintendents, you know, they're not against masks. They think that that's the right thing to do. But DeSantis even doubled down and is threatening Florida's Board of Education with withholding pay from superintendents and school board members if they decide to do a mask mandate. So it's just now.
Can you say it's all about politics?
Yes.
Because this guy has one thing in mind, and that is to attract
as many
people.
He wants to run for president. He wants to run for president.
Is this the way to attract
though?
Certain people.
But certain people. But is it the way, when you look at this groundswell of support now for getting the vaccine from all sides, people that were supporters, a guy who is a talk host, I get the list here of talk people who have the problem. As a matter of fact, a fellow I've known for a long, long time has been down in Daytona Beach for a long, 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 long time, Mark Bernier. He's the latest one to be hospitalized with COVID, and he wasn't a fan of the vaccine and told people, you know, he took the traditional, or I don't know, traditional is the right word, but he took the conventional right-wing approach to this, and he's pretty much been very consistent. He also writes for the local newspaper as well. He was hospitalized on Saturday. And if you've listened to his program, you heard him talk about how anti-vaccine he was. He has not said anything that I have seen anyway. I haven't seen anything that has walked him back, but he's been on the same radio station. He started here in New England. I think he started in Providence, and has been down in Daytona Beach for 30 some odd years. So he hasn't walked it back. Phil Valentine, somebody we've talked about down in Nashville, Jay, is still on the ventilator as far as I can see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's not good news. The longer you're on it, the harder it is to come off of it.
Well, you know what? But the other side of that is there are people, I've looked at some blogs because I follow what the radio people are doing, and there are people who have taken shots at him. That he got what he deserved. I just think that that's tactless.
That's a horrible thing to say out loud, and especially I would never say that because this is someone that you know, and you know, and I wouldn't say that about any. I don't wish this on anyone. We lost loved ones to this who died from it unnecessarily way before a vaccine was available. However, there are plenty of people who are refusing the vaccine, but are also the first ones, when they get it and they end up in the hospital, they're the first ones to say, all right, I want all the treatment. I want everybody, all hands on deck. You know, and it's like, well, okay, if you don't want to get the vaccine and you know it could prevent you from being hospitalized, then why should you get all the services and why should you put frontline workers at risk?
And it's also not just people not getting vaccines. It's people who aren't getting vaccines and then still going out. They're not masking up. They're not washing things down.
But honestly, Jay, I know a lot of people who are not getting vaccinated, and none of them are wearing masks. None of them are doing anything to be safer.
There's this stubborn, American, I'm a patriot.
My liberties.
I can do what I want to.
I hear that one more time.
Yeah, there's that.
Mind.
Now, there's another example. Fellow that works on WSPD, an old station in Toledo I used to be on. His name is Scott Sands. He has tested positive for COVID, even though he got the vaccines back in April. So he figures, well, I'm a breakthrough case. He's been talking about it a lot. They set up a studio for him to do the program at his home, so he doesn't have that bad a case of it.
And that's the point. He's not in the hospital. And this is exactly why a lot of people are saying, yes, I might be a breakthrough case, but this is exactly what the vaccine is supposed to do. It is supposed to give you 90-something percent chance of not being severely ill and not being hospitalized. This is not a vaccine that's 100% saying you're never going to get COVID. Because some stupid people who don't really understand how this works are saying, oh, see, the vaccine doesn't work. Well, no, the vaccine is exactly what it's supposed to do. That plays into their rhetoric.
Now, there's an interesting overview. There's a roundup, if you will, of the latest. There's a group of scientific studies on the virus and what takes care of it the best. And it turns out that Moderna has shown up better than the Pfizer in terms of the Delta variant, at any rate, whether it's the whole Megillah or not. 50,000 patients in the Mayo Clinic health system were surveyed here, and the Moderna vaccine, its work effectiveness, if you will, against the infection dropped to 76% in July when Delta was at its height. Now they figure it isn't at its height. 86% earlier in the year. And over the same period, the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine was 42%, down from 76% in July. So it's pretty interesting. Again, this is just against the Delta variant, and the study was done by a doctor at the Mayo Clinic. Elderly.
That makes me feel good because my parents both have Moderna, and you know they're the ones that I'm most concerned about, and so
right.
that makes me feel really good because at first when they got Moderna and then Pfizer kind of got all the headlines, the people calling it the Cadillac of vaccines, and
yeah.
and then my mom was like, well, did we get a bad one? And this is making me feel really good.
Aww.
That they, yeah, I know. So
well, the story on Reuters suggests that they went to, they studied elderly nursing homes up in Canada, and apparently up there, for whatever the reason, there were stronger immune responses, especially to these variants that worry a lot of people. The elderly may need higher vaccine doses, though, in their boosters, and perhaps other preventative measures, no matter whether they had Pfizer or whether they had Moderna. So I don't know what the stats are. Probably you were following them. I tend to block out most of the stuff during the day after we've talked about it on the air, unless there's something that comes right close to me. There's a lot of information from Israel here that is also fairly 34,000 fully vaccinated adults in Israel were tested to see if they had any Delta. 1.8% tested positive, and that's 146 days on average after they had the shots. Remember, you can get the shots, but you're not going to have, it'll be 2-3 weeks after you have the second shot before it's really effective. So if you think you were immediately protected, you may be in a small way, but you aren't completely protected if you, you get it's a month or so before all the antibodies are put into place.
One of the other things that's really interesting in that study that's worth noting, because there are a lot of women that a handful of women that I know personally who are not getting the vaccine because they're worried about future fertility issues.
Yes.
Part of this study was on eggs that had been retrieved by through IVF. And
yep.
so they wanted to study if the eggs had been harmed in any way from the antibodies
the ovarian
from the vaccines,
sacs, the eggs,
and
yeah.
it showed that they absolutely were not. This
yep.
is really important, and I hope that this gets out to a lot of young women who are just refusing the vaccine because they heard on the internet, and that's where this all started. This is some Facebook rumor that this can make you infertile and all this other crap that's not true. This has already been disproven numerous times. And this new study, which is specifically done on eggs that have been retrieved, this is an important study, and I hope that this gets real national attention because there are a lot of women who are just refusing the vaccine. And
19, past the hour. Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill sets to help candidates prove that they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's 23 after the hour now. Monday is gone. Tuesday is here. Wednesday is tomorrow. Just in case you didn't know, you're touching yourself. Wait a minute. Am I here? Yes, you're here. We're here to discuss that which is trending on social media. And Britney Spears comes up as the top vote getter. And what do we want to know more about? Who do we want to know more about? We want to know more about Britney's circumstances and what happened in court yesterday, which we'll find out about right after this.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP.
All right, so Jay Bird, what about the judge in this case? Are we ready to push him off of a pier?
take a long walk on a
plank?
Yeah, she may be on the Jamie Spears payroll or something, because Judge Brenda Penny has denied the petition filed by Britney Spears' attorney, Matthew Rosengart, to move the September 29th hearing up to August 23rd, wanting to get Jamie Spears out as soon as possible as the conservator over his daughter's estate claimed that every day that passes is another day of avoidable harm and prejudice to Miss Spears. He's not trying to get Britney out of the conservatorship. They just want Jamie off. He's causing a lot of harm. And Judge Penny said, nope, we're not moving the date up.
Because?
And she didn't give any reason?
She did not give a single reason. Just no, because
isn't that so? So can't Rosengart go to another judge? They can
no.
Keep...
This judge has been involved. No, this judge has been involved. That's apparently one of the major problems with how this probate court works, because this judge has been involved from the beginning. Well, there was one other judge initially, and then this one took over, and she's
been
the one.
Can't believe you can't go to a higher authority, though, and challenge the judge.
Well, look,
yeah.
If anyone knows how to work the system, it's her current attorney. This guy has gotten more done in the few weeks that she's had with him than anything that she's wanted to do in 13 years.
Okay.
So if there is something to be done, he'll know it.
Yeah, there's always an appellate. It seems in the court system there's always some kind of appellate road you can take to judge his decisions. You go to the higher court or whatever it is, and they seem not to worry about what they're going to spend for money to get this taken care of. So I bet there's another angle here.
And Brittany said she wants to press charges against her father for conservatorship abuse. So
maybe she should press charges against the judge.
It's going to be interesting as soon as he's out how long it will take for them to press those charges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meanwhile, speaking of pressing, Ben and Jen are taking a walk on the beach with them? What's going on with the three of them?
Yeah, three's a party. Bennifer were taking a romantic stroll on the beach, and there was a third guest with them, and some people were like, wait a second, who's that other dude? Who's that guy? Why is he walking with them? It was Matt Damon.
Uh-huh.
How cute. Matt Damon's been very supportive of them being back together, and he found out that they were back together while he was doing an interview from Australia. Remember, I think he was on Good Morning America or the Today Show or something, so now I guess he's giving his full endorsement.
You know, it's kind of cute. They're in Paradise Cove in all these pictures, which is the place, for those of you who remember the old James Garner movie about the private eye. You probably neither one of you remember Rockford Files. Do either of you?
Mm-hmm. No.
They shot that TV show in Paradise Cove. Maybe some people would look at those pictures and say, I've seen those places before. So anyway, a little bit of a tidbit, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
Stay here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mitsubishi Motors Corporation will launch a plug-in hybrid PHEV model of the all-new Outlander, a crossover SUV fully evolved with a new generation PHEV system. The all-new Outlander PHEV model delivers more powerful road performance and greater driving range. The vehicle will roll out in Japan in the second half of the fiscal year and the U.S. in the second half of the calendar year for 2021. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I said Chantilly lace and eggshell, not matte.
Kobe's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Luke, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate has come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill.
We have come to an agreement for final passage of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal. As we move forward, we're proceeding on both tracks. The track of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal and the track of the budget resolution with reconciliation instructions.
The vote is expected Tuesday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern. State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The open border policy of the Biden administration has created a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border like never seen before. Now, one Arizona lawmaker is filing articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary for ignoring the rule of law. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs says he plans on filing articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He made the announcement late last week, citing his department's handling of the migrant crisis at the southern border. Biggs tells Newsmax TV that he recognizes there's a small likelihood of removing Mayorkas from office with the GOP in the minority in the House, but that Democrats in border states may be persuaded to hold a hearing.
Well, the goal is to do two things. Number one, it needs to heighten the awareness of the crisis. This has gone beyond cataclysmic, quite frankly, and the left-wing media is ignoring it, and the administration's ignoring it, so we have to put pressure there. The second thing is, there are Democrats who, whether they be in Texas, there's some in Texas that are really concerned about the border, and there are also others that are in swing districts. They have to weigh carefully, do they allow this to continue, or are they going to face the music? And so that's why this is going to go, and I think it's so important, because if we get a hearing on this, I think Secretary Mayorkas cannot answer the questions that he needs to answer. There's no defense for the action they've taken.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
I'm Lance Pry. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a conversation about today that is ongoing every day on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria, for purposes of what the reality is today, the J stands for Jay Kushner because Jennifer's off. Victoria Keelan is here. We're into what your habits are. I know that listening to the radio becomes a habit. Interesting, we were talking the last half hour about the host who had COVID and what they were saying. And so, as a normal course of my trying to find out what's what and who's who, I might Google. I've Googled Phil Valentine, Googled Mark Bernier just to see what the latest was, and then I Googled me to see what was there. I haven't looked at stuff like, I don't look at stuff like that. But it's interesting as we go through this. And with both Phil and Mark, they were on pages, Victoria and Jay, if you look at the page, people who found me didn't look for anybody else. Whereas with the other hosts, there was people also searched for in relation to them, and there was a picture of Sean and Limbaugh and some of the other right-wing hosts. And I think I was happy about that because I don't want to be, it's not that I don't want to be associated. A lot of the stations that carry this program carry their programs, and that's cool. But in terms of what I'm trying to present here, it doesn't have any connection to so-called right-wing, the detractors call it right-wing radio. It's conversation radio. It's talk radio. It's news talk radio. And so our approach to talking about the news is just different, doesn't take the same tact or approach that other stations. And so that's, I only say that because I found it interesting. I hadn't looked for that before. Again, I don't look. That's probably the last thing I look for is what, who's looking at me? Wowie zowie. So let's talk about what's going on a month from tomorrow. Today's August 10th, August 11th, plus a month is September 11th, and we all kind of know, no matter what our age is, although I don't think Miles, my grandson, knows much about what happens on September 11th or what did. Where's the cutoff? Is it just with people?
He's
no, he can't
six,
be with people. He's
right?
20. I
mean,
yeah, he's six.
Yeah.
So what's the cutoff? And how much information do you think we should pass on to our offspring about this? What do they need to? Because this, when
well,
you
this
get to September 11th,
be...
everything gets wrapped around September 11th, the history of that day.
Yeah. I mean,
so
this is already taught in school, right? I mean, if you think about it, this is the 20th year. So there are people, there are kids, well, no, there are people who are in their 20s. I know a few people in their 20s who lost a parent on 9/11. Mm. So they were like maybe 9, I think. Mm. One was 9 and one was 11. So, yeah, people in their 20s and 30s, and you could be, you know, and older as well. But I think, like, they were kids when it happened, young kids. So, obviously, that's been carrying on, you know, the what happened and that day and those memories and things like that, which are very difficult for families who lost someone. But in schools, sure, I would imagine that this is absolutely taught in modern history.
Let me ask you a question. As far, well, the reason I brought it up in part is because the president has reiterated his campaign pledge to declassify a lot of the documents surrounding the terrorist attacks. What do you think we're going to see there? What are we going to learn? What are we going to...
it's all about the Saudis.
A fresh review. The Saudis.
I mean, this is,
yeah,
that's exactly what the parent... These are the family members of you know, who lost
victims.
Loved ones on September 11th, and they wrote a letter to... They put out a statement to the president, who made this a campaign promise to, like you said, declassify. He now has said that he wants the Department of Justice to conduct a fresh review of these documents. And so essentially what the families want, and this has been backed by, you know, this started kind of with Chuck Schumer when President Obama was in office. Chuck Schumer really pushed for the victims of 9/11, the families, to be allowed to sue the Saudi government, and that passed. President Obama at the time was not for that because he said, as a former law professor and attorney, he said, well, this opens the United States up to the same type of litigation that these families want to sue Saudi Arabia. It still went through. It is still, you know, there are still pending lawsuits against the Saudi government, and
right,
but those lawsuits can't go forward unless there's some sort of evidence, and that's what the families want to uncover in the classified documents.
Okay.
Look, the Saudi leadership knew about this, and they supported it.
Of course they did. They were all Saudis. They were flying the planes, and they all came from Saudi Arabia. Let's fast forward now 20 years. So here we have this terrorist attack on our country, September 11th, that was visceral. It was there. It was so obvious. I maintain that what has happened with the COVID is a terrorist attack. I have said that before, and I think I feel more strongly about it every day as more and more evidence points to what happened in that laboratory, even though when I first said it, everybody said, you're nuts, you're crazy, you're off your rocker, whatever it is now, nobody is saying, hey, Doug, you were pretty smart when you said that. I wasn't trying to be smart. I'm just talking about what was in my gut. And my gut tells me this was a terrorist attack, not only in our country, but think about how many people have died. 3,000 people died on September 11th. Millions have died because of COVID.
Yeah.
And hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in this country, no matter how you count it, and then you take into account all the other people that have died around the world. So think about this in terms of what we are doing and saying and how we're moving forward in our relationship with China. We've had a phony baloney, false relationship with the Saudis based on the fact that they've got a lot of oil and we want to make money selling oil. So we want to kowtow to ExxonMobil and these other no good you know whats who just are thinking about the bottom line. So the bottom line here with me is that we ought to have the same approach, the same investigatory power that's being aimed at uncovering what happened September 11th, this same attitude, this same energy, this same amount of focus needs to be against or on the Chinese and what happened in that laboratory and what it has, how it has impacted, what it's done to your life, what it's done to all, to everybody's life. Liberty. We're not free anymore. We have to do things that we don't want to do, but if we're smart, we're going to do them. And that has changed our country and the world. So I guess I'm looking at this, you know, 20 years later, looking at it right now over the past couple of years, because I do think that this is applicable as to how all of our lives. Look at how many of you work from home now that didn't before. Look at how many of you have different priorities in how you live your life. Do you drive? Do you buy new clothes? You know, what are you doing? Where do you get your food? Things like that. Look at that. Don't look any further than the malls, for heaven's sakes. Even though they started with, you know, some of the realities of people buying online, but they were clobbered during this pandemic. And look at the number of companies and people who lost their jobs and the whole business of what, you know, how the landscape is changing. It just is amazing. And so we're so busy arguing among ourselves in kind of a ludicrous way about Joe Biden versus Donald Trump or whatever it is that you spend your time thinking about. And that's up to you. You want to spend your time. But isn't it kind of a waste of time thinking, why would you want to get behind an effort to find out what happened and to keep it from happening again? That's more what my focus is. How do you put these people into a corner, the Chinese government, and fix it so they are not going to be able to get away with what they have already, to this point anyway, gotten away with? Even though the worldwide community is looking and pointing fingers and saying, you know what? You guys, you did it. And we're going to figure out where whatever means they have to go through in order to pin the tail on the donkey. That's what's kind of going on right now. But it just is pretty amazing to see how many stores. Look at the Penny locations in the malls and Sears gone right now. Is that because of COVID? Sure as heck didn't help.
Sears was, all of the malls, I mean, look, consumerism had completely already shifted way before COVID. I'm in New Jersey. We're the official mall state of America. There are more malls in Jersey. I mean, people say, when you grow up in Jersey like I did, and you say, well, where'd you grow up? And you say the mall that's closest to you. So yeah. When people joke about what exit, it's really what mall. So all of the malls, I mean, every major mall has completely shrunken down to one or two department stores that are hanging in there. There's a Nordstrom here and there, and that's really it. So that's been a long time coming. That has nothing
but
to do with
COVID. But the vacant storefronts that are in the malls or even in towns.
I think strip malls have been more affected.
But they always seem to struggle. Even before COVID, it seems like some strip malls had empty spots.
This finished them off. That's my read on it anyway. Everybody's got a different read on things. I just think that we have got to hold these people accountable for their actions. And we have not. We're doing a very bad job of it, not only our country, but the world, because it seems we don't have enough. Started exactly what the Chinese expected. They're not going to push us Well, they won't push. They're too dependent now because the Chinese are smart enough to make the world dependent on them making cheap stuff and then selling it in American stores or stores all around the world. It's cheap.
I just think
crap.
I know you're very reactionary with this, but you know, you're struggling right now to find parts that aren't made in China for tractors and cars and things like that. We're already at such a disadvantage, and we have such a shortage of computer chips for actual computers, for cell phones, for cars. If we just went, you know, like guns blazing, metaphorically speaking, at China, they would shut down everything, and we would have any progress that we've made in our economic recovery would come to a grinding halt and would be so much worse. So it can't just be a knee-jerk reaction of, well, F you, China,
I'm
we're now going to shut down everything.
I'm not suggesting we have a knee-jerk reaction.
But every day you're saying
done.
Day you're saying that.
But we aren't doing anything. What are we doing?
Okay.
That's the question. In my own world, I've cut them off. It's up to people to make up their own minds, but to not think
but
that
you
we
haven't,
could be doing
though, really,
anything.
Because if you were really deprived of everything, every bit of support products that you need to function every day, whether it's your Range Rover or your farm, if China said, all right, that's it, you would really be struggling. This is, look at, when you look at Cuba, right? You and I talked about we would love to go to Cuba. Well, you can't find a single car part that's made in America in Cuba, and that's why they have, look at all the problems that they have with their vehicles and their pollution, because everything is a bootleg product from Russia.
I'm suggesting that we better be thinking about what to do. If we don't do something, then we are going to succumb to the power of the economy that is China today, that we have most, in the main, created. I think I told you the story the other day. I was looking for, it was a bearing that I needed for something, and this company has four plants, two of them here and two of them there. And the stuff that I needed was made over there. And they've just choked the supply to bring people to the... That's all this, the chips and all that other stuff. They're back giving you the old 1-2. And because nobody's really done anything to make them suffer. Nobody shut them off. Nobody's made any real attempts to fix, whether it's Europe or Asia or...
This is going back 10 years ago when President Obama was the one who was really pushing for the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He said, and I watched the press conference, he said, if we don't do this and if our allies don't come together, then in 10 years or more, in 20 years, China will rule the planet.
Well,
this was 100% against China. And everybody laughed at him, said, oh, it doesn't matter.
I didn't laugh at him. I didn't laugh at him.
You hated the TPP because that's when I joined the show 5 years ago. You hated the TPP.
Hate anything, Victoria. I don't hate
okay, well,
I
you were
like
strong. Or, come on,
strong
you know what I'm saying. You
yeah,
were strong. Okay, and then Hillary went back and forth. She flip-flopped. She ran on it. Then she didn't want to run
but
on
so
it.
So what?
Everybody
that was the
back
past.
And forth.
We're
yeah,
in
but I'm
the
saying
present
that
now.
My point, though, is in the present, we're going to have... We've known about this problem for a really long time. And if we don't come together now with our international partners, which is what Biden's trying to do, it'll be a new version of the TPP, and that's what we needed at least 10 years ago. So 40. We're still more than 10 years behind, but something has to be done.
48 past the hour.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now on the DJV program, time for Victoria and I to thrill you with information that comes from the world of technology. So we have our daily Delta data problem. I needed to do that, Victoria, because I needed the alliteration in there.
You needed to get it out.
Yes, I did. I had to get it out of my system. Thanks very much. Okay, so what's the situation with the info that is coming from not only whatever it is that's going on in our country, but other countries?
Here's our data, our Delta data problem, is that we're relying.
Could be the Delta data dump. How about that? You like that better?
Sure.
It's daily Delta data dump.
Okay. We're relying way too much on other countries and drug companies for information about the vaccine's effectiveness over time, particularly when it comes to the Delta variant. So Biden officials are growing very frustrated with the lack of internal visibility into the data that's been collected by the CDC, particularly when it applies to the Delta spread. So last Friday, an international coronavirus vaccine data dump actually did happen. So a South African study found that Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is effective against the Delta variant, particularly against death from the variant. England published data collected through the end of July showing that vaccinated people are less likely than unvaccinated people to become infected with Delta, but if they are infected, they are equally contagious, although the vaccinated people may spread it just as much as the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated people are still protected from death and severe illness. So that's a big one to know that whether you're vaxxed or unvaxxed, if you do get Delta, you're equally contagious. So that's a big one. And that, again, goes right back to why everyone should wear a mask. And then earlier last week, Imperial College London released a study that found that the vaccine's effectiveness against symptomatic disease had dropped significantly with the rise of Delta in the UK. So now, back to America. So the CDC published data on the vaccine's effectiveness in older Americans, except that the data only went through April. Well, the Delta variant barely existed in the U.S. in April. So we have literally outdated data that we're working with over here, where all these other countries are way ahead of us. And the reason for it, and this is sort of like an unlikely thing, but it's because all those countries have centralized healthcare systems. They have data right at the touch of their fingertips. In America, because everyone has private insurance, some people have Medicaid, some people have Medicare, every hospital is individualized, it's not like a whole national system where all the data is all in one spot. That's why our data is so far behind all these other countries. So when people say Medicare for all and people bash socialized medicine in England and Ireland and all these other countries, well, they have much more of an advantage when it comes to dealing with the spread of not just this, but any type of pandemic, any type of disease, because their computer systems are centralized. So the Biden administration is trying to figure out now how well protected people are in different demographics, because that's important. So we need to know especially the older populations, the more vulnerable. And from there, they're trying to figure out who should get a booster shot. And so it's the problem, that one of the big problems that we're seeing is that, you know, we live in a country which is actually incapable of telling us the percent of vaccinated or unvaccinated people who have required hospitalization for COVID. There is literally no data about them because the CDC system just can't keep up. This is a major, major problem, and I think we're learning a whole lot. We've learned so much already through this pandemic. This is a big, big flaw in our healthcare system.
All right. In a moment, we focus on the upside from the pandemic. That you just heard the downside. Now let's go to the upside after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what do we have here? What's the upside of all the stuff that we're talking about with regard to the virus?
Well, the tech upside is that a majority of doctors say that the pandemic forced their organization to make tech upgrades that normally would have taken years. According to a new poll, healthcare has typically moved at a very cautious pace when adopting new tech. However, COVID made this go along a lot faster. The poll of 300 physicians happened just before the pandemic in February 2020. Then they followed up with them in June of 2021. And the use of telehealth adoption went from 32% to 90%. 62% of doctors said the pandemic forced technology upgrades that would have taken them years. So this is actually a good thing.
It is. All right, so there it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly here. Tech Talk, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV program at...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.